possibly doesn't want my help. Or anyone else's, for that matter.
I suggest that we heed her advice and leave this one alone.
What are you doing?
Victor, I really promised those guys he'd arrest you. Don't want to get flagged for suspicious behavior. Our covers come first, remember?
Oh, dear.
No, I assure you that our conversation will remain confidential. Thank you for your time.
Could we dispense with the formalities, do you think?
I'm just protecting our covers. You sure it was okay to make a call to Claire's professor on that cell?
Even if I weren't inside a car with the windows rolled up, all Samaritan would have heard just now was two fellow professors discussing a student. Suffice it to say, Claire's history of instability is longer than 48 hours.
How much longer?
A year since she stopped playing chess and started skipping class. And though her advisor couldn't legally say, I gathered that her erratic behavior culminated in a suicide attempt. Whatever triggered it resulted in Claire taking a semester off. She's just returned to school this fall.
I'll put in a request for her personal information. Try to find out what might have caused it. But NYPD research isn't known for their speed.
Well, that's unfortunate. Because I believe that you may have received Claire's number because she's a danger to herself.
She pulled a gun on you, Harold.